Grand earth has quaked before, moved by the sound of his voice, and seas that are shaken and stirred can be calmed and broken for my regard.
With my soul. I'll run to you. You are my hiding place. I run to you. Yes, I do. I need your mercy and grace to see.
Had a long wait today. A lot of us are still not in the house yet. All right, but we have to start. I will have to refer a lot of us back to this message, as I would like every one of us to hear it. Okay, so let's begin. All right, Bible says in Jude 20. Jude has only one chapter, so Jude 20. All right, it says. But you, my delightful loved friends, that's the Passion Translation I'm reading from, constantly and progressively build yourselves up on the foundation of your most holy faith by praying every moment in the Spirit. You see that? It says by praying often in the Spirit. We have to have a culture where we pray consistently by the help of the Holy Ghost, meaning that we are in tune with the Father and we are allowing the Father speak through us, all right, by His Spirit, you know. And one thing about talking in other tongues is that as you talk to Him, you need to open your ears, because when I say ears, I mean your spiritual ears, because He will also talk back to you. Hallelujah. He would also tell you something that you do not know. He would also brighten you from within and strengthen your capacity, which is what we want when we talk in other tongues, and much more. Yes, and much more, greatly. So tonight we're going to start by just, you know, building ourselves most on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. That's what Bible says here. It says when we do that, we're constantly and progressively building ourselves up. Hallelujah. We are constantly and progressively building ourselves up into spiritual heritage that already belongs to us. All right. It says building ourselves up on our most holy faith, praying every moment in the Spirit. Hallelujah. We're already in a moment right now. So we're going to be talking in the Spirit. We're going to talk in the Spirit. We're going to allow our spirit man arise. Hallelujah. We're going to allow our spirit man speak. We're going to allow our spirit man enjoy the comfort of the Holy Spirit tonight. Yes, we are helped And so he helps us. Glory to God. Could you go ahead and just talk in other tongues where you are? Make sure you are not distracted. Talk in other tongues. Mandelebo shakata yalaganosa. Rakata yabando lebranosu. Barakata yelemononosu. Zandelebra kateya ragadosha. Mara baba 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 baba. O gatia lagadenge. Raba supradosa makataya. Ema lembre de gembre. Labrokoto labranese manesa. Le barasha taya rakatayade. Lembre no sokata ya lamrosa. Come on constantly and progressively build yourselves tonight. Lembranasha kata yangadosa. Come on, we're building up ourselves. We're praying in the Holy Ghost. Woo! Liberation under the Gadosa. We're building up ourselves on strategies. We're building up ourselves over Rosa, Nekataya, Labadosa on spiritual truth. We're speaking that truth out by the help of the Holy Ghost. So we build up ourselves. Hallelujah. Oh, we build up ourselves into greater capacity. Glory to God. Greater capacity. Le kanta ya ragadeshi. Zombre no sokata ya la mande. Libre kite tete libedende. Rakashata yabasu. Mandorobo shike ya ragadasha. Lako zobra kata ya ragadosa. Iga mande. Iga tayanda yakoso koto ya ragadosha. O maruso mente libra gadoso, marabasum prene kiso kataya la bosha, lege duso koto yere gadosa, mandari gadosha kataya rabakoto, ega rabasum talabasum pradosa, ega ya gato yere gadoso, manana katoyende, marabasum prene nosuta yere gadosha, in the name of Jesus. Ako soko toyanda leke to keregendo rakata ta 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 ta. I'm building up myself. I'm building up myself. I grow my capacity. I declare dekina nakosho leko to koto kotoro raba supradoso makata yeregedoso maraba supradoso kata yelegedoso marekete le marakato yaraboso. Labakoso kataya lamando. Ebrakuto kata ta 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 ta. Enene shinenoso. Igabanto libra kata. Emero supradoso kataya labashiba rabababa. E yabakata ya laboko. Rakiba sumanana. Mado liba rakatsupradoso maso brende. E yabatuya. Eba kutonto yegetonya manda rakataya. My eyes of understanding is enlightened. Enlightened obaruso kete yaganta. Enlightened to the glory of the Father. Manda yidaya katoye. Rekete tete yigembe. Ranunu ranunura. Ele kuso koto yega rakataya. Maraba sumbreroso. In the name of Jesus, Marakuto, 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 Ebarakasa kataya la bosha, Mandorogoro sukoto yegadasa, Lakutu ragadia, rakadia, Rababa, O Maradosha nanana, sedeleleya, Rakibarabababa, Enana somonono sokataya la bosha. Rabika tu regeduso kata yanda regedosa. Marababa. Erede dosu gana gadosa. Makata yala boso kata yala brosa. Emenino. Emerino. Arabakata yala boso. In the name of Jesus. Akushoko to yiga bakonto. Egira na noso maruko toyiga. Lako toyiga raba sumbre noso. Enana shimene noso. Oh Father, we thank you. Akuso kata yala boko toyeregedosa. Manto yiga dishe kaya ragadosa. Oh, baruso vada. Ena no shamanta yaragadosa. Ekila ba. Oh, rabakata yarabasi menelese. Zanono zanananaya. Landa rabasu bredosa. In the name of Jesus. Akushoko to yaragadosa. Mara mato yeregede kirigedosa. Rabababababa. Amataya laboroso. Eregedoso da. Era nashimanda rabaloso. Badadadada. E carabashimana nasa manda da gadosa. Era makata yalaboso. Badadadada. Era nashimanda doso. Kata yala gadosa. E carabashumana mana. Oh. E gaya ba. E kana mashimana kata. E zubrondo libra da katu yaragadoso. In the name of Jesus. Marabakoso kata yalabakuso menende. Labakuso brade lorosu kata yalabosha. Ranine. Rabakata yalabasu bradosa. E nano shamako rosso kata na ba. E carabasu kata yarabashinanda ragadosa. Rakiba sumranoso kata yarabosha bagadosa. Lemana zubredeke yegadosa. In the name of Jesus. Oh baruso makata yarabasu bredasi yarabasa. Aluzuba aramashinanda yigaregadoso. Rabi keto yeregedosa. Marabashime neneya. Lakuso koto yarabaso. Le maramasumala. Eki yaraba koto yaragadeka yanda ragadosa. Zoba ruso varabadeya. Shande yarabasa yarabala. E nina kata. Ekuso koto. Marabasupradosa kata yalabosha. Marondo libarakadosa. In the name of Jesus. Oh baruko toye regedosa manta yalabashara. Enene kiyara gadosa. E maroso barodoso koto logodoso. Ena no shimara gadoso kata yara gadosa. Mara mato igarachi begedosa. Oh baruso manta yara gadosa kata yalabosa. E gedoso ragadoso bagadosa. Araba supradoshe megedosa. Ena noso makata yalabakuso megedosa. Lekera basubadosa badagadosa. Ena mashimana badoko dubolo. E barabandoro bosha. Legada kutoya bakasa. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. All right, tonight we're going to go straight into God's word. All right, I want to take on the fact that we're still on training up a child in the way that it should go. Yes. Last week we looked at our spiritual and body. All right. It's still under what we're dealing with. But this week I want to talk about, yes, I'm going to go back to spiritual and body. It's a series, you know. But I want to talk about something tonight, which is very important. Very, very important. All right. For us to be trained in the way that God expects us to be trained as believers. There are some vital things that needs to be in our lives. And there are some vital things that we need to allow, all right, ourselves, you know, be responsible for and to. All right. So that's the reason why I want to take us on this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I hope you have your Bibles with you, as I would like us to read a scripture tonight, and then we move from there. Glory to God. Yes, thank you, Lord Jesus. Mareke no 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 shikara. I'm going to read from Numbers chapter 12, all right? And then I will be explaining from there tonight. And I know that you will be learning greatly tonight, just like I also have learned, all right? Numbers chapter 12, then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. So they said, "Has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also?" And the Lord heard it. Did you see that? Bible says, "And the Lord heard it." Verse 3 says, "Now the man Moses was very humble, more than all men who were on the face of the earth. Suddenly, the Lord said to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, 'Come out, you three, to the tabernacle to meet me.' So the three came out. Then the Lord came down in the pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both went forward. Then he said, 'Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream.'" All right. Now, God is answering what they said in verse 2. They said, so they said, "Has the Lord indeed spoken only to Moses? Has he not spoken through us also?" And the Lord heard it, and the Lord is answering. And the Lord says, "I speak with him." No, listen. And the Lord said here, it says in verse 6, "Then he said, 'Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him through" how? "A vision." And then it says, "I speak to him in a dream." So that means God was speaking to prophets in the days of Moses through vision and through dreams. But listen to this. It says, "Not so with my servant Moses." That's God talking now. It says, "It's not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house." Hallelujah. It says, "He is faithful in all my house." All right. And verse 8, it says, "I speak with him face to face, even plainly and not in dark sayings," "and he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" Hallelujah. "So the anger of the Lord was arose against them, and he departed." Hallelujah. I'm picking my words today from a particular word called faithful. Thank you, Jesus. That's what I'm picking from here. Faithful. 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 God spoke about Moses so beautifully. God spoke about Moses so excellently. God spoke about Moses so responsibly, meaning that Moses was in all ways faithful to God, faithful to the call that he had been called into, all right? And that's why God had to brag over him by saying to Miriam and the brother, that, "Come, I speak to every other person through vision and through dreams, but it's not the same thing when it comes to Moses. When it comes to Moses, I speak to him face to face, all right? He sees the form of who I am. So it's a different relationship I have with Moses. I don't have a general relationship with Moses. I have a specific, different relationship with him. And the reason is because he is faithful." Hallelujah. I like you to know that in our time and in our season, God is looking for faithful men. He's looking for men that he can trust. He's looking for men that will represent what Christianity is all about. He's looking for men that would say, I am in my assignment and I'm doing it just the way God has asked me to do it. God is looking for men that will yield to him even when it's not convenient for them. God is looking for men that will rise up, you know, and say to themselves, I need to get something done for the Lord. And it's not because there is a consistent disturbance from heaven where they are concerned. Just hearing God, they are prompt to be obedient. Just hearing God, they are prompt to do. Hallelujah. That's what God is looking for. God is looking for men that opens their ears because they know that God will speak to them so that they can be led. God is looking for men that will rise up against the challenges that they go through and will not compromise. Hallelujah. Woo! God is looking for men that will stand for him and not against him. Every time we do not do what God asks us to do, we are against God. We are not for God. Let me say it clear now. If God asks you to do something and you are refusing to do it, you are not for God. You are against him. Because if you are for me, you will do what I ask you to do. That's talking about natural human relationship. There are things I would expect you to do for me and you will do them gladly. You will. You will do them gladly. But once I know that each time I ask you to do something, you won't do it, then it does not show faithfulness. You are not faithful to me. That's what God is saying. You are not faithful to me. You are not faithful to the things I've asked you to do. You are not faithful. And the truth is that a lot of times when we are not faithful to God, it will be difficult to be faithful to man. Yeah. It will be very difficult to be faithful to man. And that's the reason why it's important that you must ensure that you are faithful to God. And one thing you must know is that when you are talking to God, God will talk back to you. He will talk back to you. When he asks for your attention, he expects to get it. He expects to get it. So there are things I want to talk about where this particular verse of scripture that we're talking about tonight, where it is concerned. There are a lot I want to say. But I don't know. I don't think I have enough time to say all that I want to say because you need to learn these things. Faithfulness is key where God is concerned. God expects you to be faithful to the things that he wants you to do for him. Expect you to be faithful to the life that you have. Expect you to be faithful to the collective interest of the people around you. Faithfulness is key to God. But tonight, because of what we looked at, spirit, soul, and body, I taught you last week and I said that you are a spirit because your father is a spirit and you came from your father who made you. You know, Bible says that we must worship him in spirit and in truth. He is a spirit and he only takes worship in spirit and his truth. Truth is his word, all right? So that's the only way God takes worship. He takes worship through the spirit and in his word. Meaning that you use his word to acknowledge him. You use his word to remind him of who, of inheritances and all of those things. It's true, it's spirit and truth, spirit and the word. And that's where you came from. Whether you like it or not, as long as you say that you are born again, your spirit man is perfect before God. Your soul and your body might be inconsistent, might not obey the things of the Father, but your spirit is consistently yielding to the things of God and wanting your spirit, your soul, and your body to cooperate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So your spirit is what we are training. It's not your soul alone. Listen to what I said. Your spirit, soul, and body is important to God. All right? And that's why the Bible says in, let's go to 1 Thessalonians. I want you to look at it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 23. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23. It says, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, may your whole soul, and may your whole body be preserved and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Did you see that? Did you see that? If you have your Bible, you would have seen that. It says here that it's spirit, soul, and body. So your spirit is important to God. Your soul is important to God. Your body is important to God. Every part of you is so important to God, and it has to be trained. You have to train it. You have to train it. Tonight, we're looking at faithfulness. Faithfulness in the things that God has called us to do. Faithfulness to the leading of the Holy Ghost. Faithfulness. Faithfulness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Faithfulness to all that God has called us all to do, to get involved in. You must be faithful. God honors it when you are faithful, when I am faithful. God honors us in front of mere men. God honors us because he knows that we are doing according to what he asks us to do. One major example that talks about faithfulness is flesh and blood like you and I is Papa Abraham. Papa Abraham was faithful to God. Yes, he was faithful to God. God counted it as righteousness. A faithful man. Oh, glory to God. He was a faithful man. Yeah, and let's look at, do I want you to look at it? Oh, thank you, Father. Glory to God. All right, Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 4, all right, I'm going to take it from verse, let's look at something. I don't want to spend so much time in all of this because I want you to get to the point with me that we'll be talking about the very important things that we need to talk about tonight. You know, but you need to look at some of these things just so that you can see that it's possible to be faithful. You're right. It's very possible to be faithful. And God is expecting every one of his child to be faithful. Hallelujah. That's what God wants. God wants you and I to be faithful. All right. Romans chapter 4, I'll take it from 11 down. And it says, and he received a sign of sanctification, a seal of righteousness, of faith. All right. Which he had while still uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all those who believe. Though they are uncircumcised, that righteousness might be imputed to them also because of Father Abraham. And the father of circumcision to those who do not only are of circumcision, but who also walk in the steps of the faith. Are you seeing faith there? Faith there, which our father Abraham had, why still uncircumcised? Now, verse 13 says, for the promise that we would be heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed alone, but through the righteousness of faith. Abraham earned it. He earned being the one that would be called the father of faith. He earned it. Why? Because he walked truly with God faithfully. He was wanting to take his child out because God said, sacrifice your son Isaac to me on the mountain that I will show you. And he didn't know where he was going. He woke up early to pick up his son just to go and do what? Kill his son for sacrifice. But one of the confidence he had was that he knew God. Hallelujah. Bible says, they that know their God shall be strong and they shall do exploit. Abraham knew God. Abraham knew that if God killed Isaac, he will raise him back to life. I mean, that's so much faith. That's so much faith that no problem, I will kill him. You gave him to me. So if you want to take him, no problem. But I know that if you kill him, oh, you will bring him back. Whether you bring this Isaac back or you bring another Isaac, one thing is certain. You told me to do it, I will do it, but I know that you will recompense me. God, as in, he was too sure because when he left the servant at the bottom of the mountain, Bible makes us understand that Abraham said to the servant, he said, I and the lad will go yonder You guys should remain here. We will return. And the instruction from the house had been, go and sacrifice your son, your only son, just like he did by sacrificing Jesus. I mean, look at, there's a bit of similarity between the things that God did and the things he asked Abraham to do. A bit of similarities in it. Just looking at the fact that God is faithful to us and he sacrificed Jesus for our sake, the same way God was able to test a man and saw that the same faithfulness also is possible in the life of a man. Why? Because the spirit that man has, or that every man has, is a spirit that is of God. Yeah, God made every creation. Listen to me. God made every creation, and he made them in his own image. That means that God made us in his own spirit, in his own likeness. I've explained all this the last time, so some of us that didn't follow me, you might need to go and listen to the last one. But now, God made us in that form. So whether we accept him as Lord or not, what is consistent with all of us is that we were made in that image, in that likeness. Every believer, every creation, every creature on earth, whether born again or not, are all made, all created in the image of God. Now, if we all are all created, does it mean all of us are, you know, are faithful to God just like he has been faithful to us all of these years and even giving us Jesus? No, we are not. But does it not mean that he has forsaken us? No. God is patient. He's waiting for us. He's waiting. God is patient. He's waiting. So your spirit man is the one that we need to train, so that your spirit man is the only part of you that is answerable to God is your spirit man. Every part of you is answerable to God, spirit, soul, and body. But the one that connects and can hear God is your spirit. Without your spirit, you know, in connection to God, you don't hear nothing. You don't hear God, and you are not led by him. So God is faithful to his children. God is faithful to his children and expecting faithfulness back from us as believers. There are things that God expects you to be faithful to. He expects you to be faithful to him in all ramifications. And he expects you to be faithful to spiritual leaders over you. Yes. Spiritual leaders over you. You need to be faithful to them. Bible makes us understand that the same honor that you merit is the same honor that you should give in return. What does that mean? God expects you. God knows that everyone loves respect. Everyone loves honor. Everyone loves to be celebrated. But God is saying that the same way you want to be treated, treat other person like that, especially those that have been put as leaders over you. One of the major people that have been put as leaders over you are your pastors. You, every one of you in this group, you go to church, you have a pastor. I expect you to honor your pastor. Yeah. I expect you to do what? To honor your pastor. That person is laboring in prayer and that person is laboring in the word where you are concerned. He doesn't need to know you. The fact that he prays for the church, you are covered. Why? You are a member of that church, except you are not a member. Whatever church you go, you must honor your pastor. You must treat your pastor highly. You must not talk rudely, bad about your pastor. Even if you don't understand what your pastor is doing and you feel that it's a wrong decision or something, it's not from your mouth that they will hear it. Did you hear what I said? I said it's not from your mouth that it will be said that your pastor is not thinking right or your pastor did not make a right decision. Whatever happens, let God judge him. It's not from your mouth. You must honor spiritual things. And Bible says that, listen to what I'm about to quote to you. Bible tells us that I will give you pastors after my own heart. What do you think God is saying? God is saying I honor pastors. I honor the people, the fivefold ministry, the apostles, the teachers, the apostles. I honor them. And I need you to do the same. So I'm going to give them to you so that they can serve you, just like I'm serving you right now tonight. So you honor your pastor. You speak highly of them. You pray for them. You pray for them. You remember them. There is nothing wrong for you to get in touch with your pastor, even if it's once in a month. You just call to say, hello, sir. You sent a text to say, how you doing, sir? Happy new month. I just want to pray for you that the Lord will keep strengthening you for the things that you are doing. You don't need to know what he's doing. You just need to know that he's there and he's okay. When a pastor is not okay, his home is not okay, things are not working the way things should work for him, he would not be able to freely give. Not because he doesn't want to give. He won't be in the right frame of mind to do that. You have to pray. You have to pray for your pastors. Because your pastor is fighting a fight of faith where you are concerned. Yeah. Every pastor faces trials, temptation, and every one of us will face trials, temptations in life. But the people at the forefront of spiritual authority, they face more. They face more. So you must honor them. You can't treat them like your friend. Or you treat them like someone you know. As long as you have been blessed by these people at one time or the other, you must honor. Honor is key. Hallelujah. You must honor them. Because God put them there, and God now ordered your own steps to get to come across them. So every one of you have pastors. Honor your pastors. Bless your pastors. Pray for your pastors. Be there for your pastors. Let me tell you something. A lot of pastors will not ask you for anything. If anyone tries to, it's because he knows the kind of relationship he has with you. And he can't force it on you. But it is laid upon your own heart to tell yourself, what good have I done for this person? What good have I done for this person? Have I learned from this person? Have I been blessed at one point of my or the other in my life from this person? Then if you have, then you must bless the person back. At one point of your life, did the pastor ever pray for you and things happen? Did your life change as a result of being under his leadership or her leadership? Then you must honor them. Not because, see, the anointing cannot be bought. You heard what I just said? I said the anointing cannot be bought. You can't buy it. You can't buy it. Because we have some people that they honor the pastor because they want the pastor to notice them. That's not the kind of thing I'm talking about. I'm not talking about notice me kind of honor. I'm talking about honor from the heart. What is honor? Honor is that you would not do anything that will make the other person, you will not look down on the other person, and then you would ensure that you do your part Christianly and by biblical conjunction of obeying scriptures where that person is concerned. Hallelujah. Where that person is concerned. Where that person is concerned. There are things that scripture has said where your pastor is concerned. It's not every pastor that is okay. But one thing I need to let you know is that whether they are okay or not, they need to get on that pulpit. They need to get on that pulpit to minister to you. They need to get in the place of prayer to pray for you. It's not about whether they are okay or not. They have to live a selfless life for God and for you. It's a life contract they have signed. You will need to make it easy for them. We need to make it easy for pastors to pastor us effectively. Yes, you must make it easy for your pastor. You must ensure that your pastor is well and okay. You must check up on your pastor from time to time. Find out how your pastor is doing. If God blesses you, you must decide to bless your pastor also. There is nothing wrong in you having to financially bless your pastor. There is nothing wrong in making sure that you also you send gifts to your pastor. In our own lives, we look for opportunities to bless, and we don't bless because there is a ceremony. We don't do it. We bless because we have been blessed. That is how we're supposed to be. We bless because we have been blessed. It will be wrong that you are receiving and receiving and receiving and you find it difficult to bless back. It's a wrong mentality for a believer not to be able to bless. Bible says that he will make you a blessing. He won't make you a blessing for only your family. No, he will make you a blessing for the world. You're a world champion. You're a world deliverer. You're a world blesser. So you can't be too stingy to hold on to little things and not be able to tell yourself, I want to bless my world. It is wrong. You must ensure that you pray. You pray for those people. You pray sound mind. You pray that they are focused in the place of purpose. You pray for them that they do not stumble. You pray because listen, when a believer stumbles, especially an apostle, a prophet, a teacher, a pastor, when they stumble and you and I laugh, you know what we have done? We have made ourselves ridicule to the kingdom of darkness. We did not just laugh at the pastor that fell. We also laughed at ourselves because we represent the kingdom of God. And that pastor represents the kingdom of God and has become a voice of God at one point or the other. He falls. We all are laughing. It's not okay. We all don't care. But that is a representative. That's a representative. So we need to be careful. Be careful what you say about the pastor. Be careful how you think about the pastor. Your heart must be right. You must be faithful in your thoughts. Why would God say that in this old house, Moses is the faithful person? Because God has checked his heart. Your mouth and your heart must connect. Your thoughts and the words that come out of your mouth must synchronize. It must be the same. The moment your head starts saying nonsense, tell yourself, I rebuke that. I will not think like this about my pastor. I will not say this about my pastor. I might not know what has happened or what's going on, but I refuse. I refuse to, you know. So it's better to shut your mouth than to say anything against a man of God or a woman of God. It is wrong to talk. Because the anointed people set over a commission that you and I happen to be part of. Honor. God honors honor. God honors honor. And he expects every child of God or every of his child to know how to do the same. Know how to do the same. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Part of honor is to give. Learn to be a giver. Learn to give. I'm a pastor. I give up and I give down. You know what that means? I give to people that are my church members, not because they are in need or they begged me. It's because I just feel I should give them because maybe they've done one or two things and I feel I should just, you know, compensate them, bless them. I do that. I am the pastor here. I do that. I bless people that are not up to me. I'm not talking about age. I'm talking about in the fact that this is my capacity, you know, and all that I do. I still have time to bless people, not because they are begging. It's because my heart goes to them and I want to know how they are doing. And sometimes some of them have worked so hard, they didn't ask for nothing. I decided to bless them. I still did yesterday. Two people, not one or two. I decided to bless people. and to my pastors above me. I do it. And let me tell you something. My husband is also my pastor. So what do? I also bless him. I bless him. You need to learn these things. These are spiritual things. You learn it. You learn it. Let your hand be free. I was listening to one of my mentors and he said something. He said there is nothing. His wife was talking and his wife said about her husband. She said there is nothing the pastor has that the pastor cannot give. Don't they have families? Or they don't have children? Or they don't have relatives? He says there's nothing in the hands of the pastor that the pastor cannot give. Giving is an attitude that every believer must have. Listen to me, child of God. There is nothing I have that I am not giving. That is me. Is it jewelry? I have given it. I've given it up. I've given it down. When I have how many pastors? I have about 5 pastors. There is none of my pastors I am not giving to. Especially their wives. Yes. Right now I can remember 2 of my pastor's wife that it was their birthday. I missed it. I called them or something like that. I can't remember what I called them, but I made up my mind that the next time I'm going to see them, and I was walking towards seeing them. So it wasn't anytime I see them. I was walking towards, I must see them. And I prepared my gift. I kept that gift until I saw my pastor's wife and I gave it to her. And she blessed me. Another of my pastor's wife, you know, I went to see her in Ibadan and then we're talking. While she was talking to me, I was blessed. And in my heart, I just said, I need to give this woman something. I really need to give her something. I really need to give her something. Of course, we came with gifts, you know, because we went to visit too. We came with gifts and all of that. But I told myself, I need to give. I removed my wristwatch where I was seated. And that wristwatch, I just got it from the UK. Someone sent it to us as a gift from the UK. Beautiful wristwatch. I removed it right there. And I put it together and I gave it to her. Right there. That's the kind of heart that you must develop. There is nothing you have that should look so, I can't give it to. I'm really in need though. Even when we are in need, we give. In fact, when it is not enough, that's when we give. Because it's really not enough anyway. So we want it to be enough. You don't live to earn a living. You live to earn a giving. Yeah. That's a lot of things people need to learn. You live to earn a giving. Listen, your giving always speaks for you. More than you, it speaks for your children. Yeah. You are long gone, but your giving keeps speaking. My father is a giver. I'm talking about my earthly father. He's a giver. There is no one in my family that I know that is extended that my father has not extended his hands to. He's a giver. Even when it's not enough, or better still, let me use the word, once my father hears that there is a need somewhere, he's quick to want to like, okay, let's do something about it. That's kind of dad. That's kind of home I came from. So that's even not being a born-again believer. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's just being morally okay, which I always tell my dad. That while you were morally okay, you were just it. We never lacked anything because my dad was always providing. And he didn't just provide for his household. He provided for external people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, if my father turns and he says that he needs anything, he doesn't need to make a phone call. People will rise up. They will rise up. If we have any function in my home, family members will put money together and we didn't ask them to. We've never asked anybody to put money together. For what? They will put money together to ensure that thing that we want to do is done. Why? Somebody was there for them when nobody was. Or better still, somebody stood up at one point or the other in their lives and blessed them. Hallelujah. If there's nothing you're going to learn today, I want you to learn this habit. Learn this culture. As believers, this is who we are. This is who we are. In the scheme of God, where giving is concerned, or where honoring is concerned, you don't come first. Yeah, you don't come first. The other person comes first. The other person does what? The other person comes first. You don't come first. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So every time you think about something, don't think about yourself first. Don't think about, me, my family. No, you are not here for me and my family. You are here to be a blessing, not just to your family. You will be a blessing to your family, but not just to your family. Not just to your family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I will need to be rounding off now. Like I told you, there's a lot I want to talk about tonight, but we're going to just take it, you know, and chew it gradually. You need to chew these things gradually. You need to chew them gradually. Hallelujah. This is important. Look at Galatians chapter 6, verse 6. Now, I'm talking about honoring pastors and all that. Galatians 6:6 says, let him who is taught the word, that means the person that is receiving God's word, he says, let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. I might not be your direct pastor, but you have learned. On this platform, you have learned a lot. You have learned a lot. You have been blessed from one time or the other. Words have come to you, blessings have come to you, prayers have gone to you. Something has sharpened you. Bible says, let him who is taught the word, you, share in all good things with him who teaches. Who is teaching? The pastor? The leaders? I'm here with you teaching. Now, so what comes to the mind of people is, so that means, how do I now share myself? How will I now be giving and giving? And yes, that's who you are anyway. That's who you are. You are a giver. So that's the reason why God will bless you, so that you can be a blessing. So when you think about being wanting to receive, think about it from the angle of, from my receiving, I will have to give. Learn to give. Learn to pay your tithes to the church. Learn to give your offerings in the church. Learn to see needs. Maybe you're in a church or in an environment, you see a neighbor that the child doesn't have slippers or something. Go to the market, buy slippers, give it to the neighbor, the mother of the child. I went out, I just said I should buy this. You are a giver. You see, opportunities to give will always come to you. Little things that would make a difference in the life of another person. Want to do those little things. You see somebody, the clothes are torn, and the person comes to church like that every day. Go use your money, buy something that is beautiful. Even if it's first grade, you have bought something to replace that rag. You're a blessing. You're a blessing. You see somebody that is always trekking. You have been blessed. Listen, every area we all are. Listen to what I'm about to say. Every area you all are. As far as you are able to buy data on your phone, you are blessed. You're a blessed man. Don't tell me that you are in need. You're a blessed man. You can buy data. Oh, God. You can transport yourself. You can buy new clothes. Have you noticed that sometimes because you are craving for something, it keeps coming your way, and you have forgotten that you have not done some other thing. You are so, especially for ladies, we want to look good. So you want to buy this thing. But you have not given in the last 1 month to anybody. The salary comes and you have already spent it before it even arrived. Wrong. Your tithes must go. Your offerings must be separated. Your givings to your spiritual leader and to your parents. I'm coming there. Bible says, honor your parents. Honor your father and your mother that your days may be long. Hey, oh God. It is not me that wrote it, oh. It says, honor. Honor them. I want us to open. I want us to open there. Oh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Just give me a few minutes. Oh, thank you, Father. The days may be long. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Go totally carabara. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. It says, honor your father and your mother as the Lord God, as your Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be long and that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God is giving to you. Did you see that? Did you see that? So, you see, your father and mother don't need to be perfect. Your father and mother may even be Shango worshippers. They can be Oya worshippers. God says it's not about them. It's not about them. It's not about... No. God says honor them. How do you honor? You honor first from your heart by respecting them no matter what they do. You don't talk to your parents rudely. You don't misbehave around them. You find out, and if you're not living with your parents, you call them and find out how they are doing. Honor these people. They will go one day. Let it be said that, if only Shade was here, she will have, that is you. If only, amongst all the children, let your praises in their mind, in their heart, let their thinking about you be peace to them. Let them think about you with peace. Not with grumbling, not with annoyance. You are bringing a curse upon yourself. Bible says that honor them, whether they pray for you or they don't pray for you. God says the Lord your God has commanded you that your days may be long. It is God that has put the blessing, but the blessing is connected to your parents. Honor. I'm going to continue from here next week. There's a lot to say. There's a lot to say. And for those that are not on the platform tonight to listen, I'm going to mandate that everybody listens to this message. Honor is important to God. You must honor. You must honor. Honor with your time. Honor with your words. Honor with your gifts. Honor. Why is it so important that something leaves you and goes to another person? Because that's how God has ordained it. Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave. God is a giver. All his children are supposed to be givers. For God so loved. If you love, you must give. If you have been blessed, you must give. That's how God wired it. You must be a giver. And not just a collector. Collector, collector, collector. Just collecting and collecting and collecting. Why? This is how we are trained. We are not trained the other way to be stingy. We are trained to be givers, to be people. God wants you to be a lover of people. When you love people, it will be free from your heart. Send recharge card to your parents. Send monthly seeds to them.
send us this, bless them. Call them and just say, I just said, I should hear your voice. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Could you just go ahead and just say, Father, in case you are faulted in anything I have said tonight, I want you to repent. Yeah. Yeah. And I want you to say, Lord, I ask for grace to be committed to this, to honor. I ask for grace to be committed to honor. I ask for grace to know how to go about honoring my spiritual leaders, my pastors, those that bless me spiritually, my parents. There's another part of the teaching I want to talk about, that's husband and wife, but maybe I will touch it next week. I hope to remember. But God expects you to honor. Honor is key to God. Go ahead and say, Father, I receive grace tonight to be able to do all that you've asked me to do. From your word, I showed you from scriptures. Everything I talked about is from scripture. Faithfulness to God is that he sees your ways. I can see your way. Your way is faithful. Go ahead and just talk to God right now. Go talk to him. Mandele Bosha. Arakate Aragadosa Mantayara. Lord, help me to be a blessing. Help me, oh God, to be a total blessing. A blessing. A blessing, not thinking about me and me and me alone, but to be a blessing. A blessing in my world. A blessing to people around me. A blessing, not thinking about the next thing I need to do, but thinking about the next line of action that you want me to do. Lord, I thank you. Help me, oh God. Give me grace to multiply the resources. God is our source. Ask God for seed so that you can bless. Ask God for seed so that you can be a blessing. Ask God for seed. Ask him. And from what he blesses you with, be faithful. Be faithful. Be faithful. So just tell yourself, I have to be a blessing. Let every month be that you bless somebody. Let every time you think back of your activities spiritually, tell yourself, I gave. And think about what you gave. And thank God for the seeds that have gone into the ground, because they will germinate. Hallelujah. No seed dies. Every seed, when it dies, it's according to agriculture, what, the seed has got to die first, then it starts to germinate. It has to die of itself, then it starts to germinate. For when a plant is growing, the seed is what is found inside the fruit. You know, that seed is personal, so it dies first. And when it dies and then it begins to germinate, it now germinates for multitude. So you pick your fruit from that tree. I pick my own fruit from that tree. Everybody begins to... in that tree, that seed has become a blessing. You are a seed that should be a blessing. So you die to self and you become a blessing. Hallelujah. 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 I believe tonight that this teaching has blessed you. And it's going to bless many more people that have not listened to it already, or that are not here tonight. I need every one of us to think about what God wants us to do, not what we want to do and how we want to do it, or thinking about only us in the agenda of things. God loves people, and God expects you and I to love them. And in loving them, we must honor them and give to them. God bless you. I appreciate you tonight. Thank you for coming online. And I want to believe that there will be a remarkable difference in your own life, that you may be a true blessing that God has made you to be. Father, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for everyone that has joined me tonight. Lord, I ask you for grace for everyone here tonight. I ask you to bless your children that they may be a blessing. Hallelujah. You have blessed them. But I ask, Lord, for manifestations of these blessings. that they may be able to extend their tentacles, that men would reach out to them and they will be able to meet up with what men is demanding of them. And Lord, I declare that as you speak to their hearts, they yield. Every time the Lord speaks to your heart, yield. Yield to what God is saying. Yield. Thank you, Father. Yield to what God is saying to your life. Yield to what God is saying concerning the next person in your life. Yield to what God is saying concerning whatever you have gotten yourself into. Yield to God. Yield to God. I declare the name of Jesus that your ears will hear. Oh, thank you, Father. Your hands will handle great and mighty things. I declare that your eyes will see opportunities in the name of Jesus. I declare that you will not faint in the days or in the things where God is requiring of you. I declare that you would always be at the right place, at the right time, doing the right things you ought to be doing in the name of Jesus. I declare that where you are concerned, you will blossom. Yes, you will blossom. You will shine. Oh, you will rise like an edifice, higher and higher all the days of your life. All the days of your life, you will shine. You will shine greatly. You will become a tree. You will become that river that never runs dry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You will never run dry. You will never run dry in the name of Jesus. You will quench the taste of men. You will feed the hungry. I declare that the works of your hands are blessed in the name of Jesus. I declare that things will happen for you in the name of Jesus. I declare that you would rise up like an edifice, higher and higher. You will rise in the things that you do. You will rise in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Could you go ahead and just talk in other tongues where you are concerned? Oh, marakaboso menda lagado shekia lagadosa. Oh, barumbadi barakadia lagadosa katayana nagadia gadea. Lekuto ekapa arangadia. Zouta yaragadosa manda yalabosa. Makuso kataya liminene. Ruzuva avango yeragadesha. Makatoya leke soko. Come on, go ahead and declare, I honor God as I honor men. Hallelujah. I honor God as God would want me to honor men. I honor God. I honor God. I obey His words. His words are final authority in my life. And I walk in those perfection. I walk in those leadings. I walk in it. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. You're going to have a beautiful weekend. Yeah, you're going to have a beautiful weekend. A weekend filled with surprises. A weekend filled with answered prayers. A weekend filled with strength. A weekend filled with agility and energy in your body. No evil will befall you. No plague will come near your dwelling. You are blessed going out. You are blessed coming in. And I declare where you are concerned that you have sound mind. Hallelujah. Soundness of mind is yours. Soundness of mind is yours. I declare miracles upon miracles where you are concerned. I declare testimonies upon testimonies where you're concerned. You are ending this year well. You are ending this new month well. The month just started, but you are ending it well. You won't end it the same way you started it. No matter what level you are today, I call you blessed. And I call you greatly blessed by the end of this month. God bless you. I love you always. I love you always. Thank you so much for coming online. Thank you so much. Bless you guys. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
My shepherd and only provider, He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all and my shepherd and only provide. You make me lie down in green pastures. You lead me beside the still water. You restore my soul. My enemies.